That's a humpback whale. And here's another sort of a whale. Have a listen to this. Well, those are sounds from Aotearoa's mysterious underwater world. The recordings have been collected by the Cawthron Institute as part of its acoustic monitoring of marine mammals in New Zealand. The Institute's marine mammal ecologist, Dr. Deanna Clement, joins me now to spill some underwater secrets. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Thank you for that beautiful audio. It's quite wonderful, isn't it?
Those hunting humpback sounds. Does it bring back those CDs that everyone was buying in the 1990s to help us sleep better?
What are we listening to there?
The first one was a recording of a male humpback. At least we assume it's male. Males are the ones that usually do the singing. And the second one was a southern right whale, both collected off the South Island of New Zealand.
How did you record them?
Well, we are part of a project that is looking at using underwater acoustic recording devices. These are engineered in New Zealand by Ocean Instruments. And hydrophones aren't new in terms of people know about them. We've been using them since the 60s and 70s. But what is new is that it's only been in the last 5 to 10 years that the hardware and the technology have developed enough and together for us to be able to have these really small devices, perfectly waterproof, that we can deploy off a small boat in our coastal waters and leave for 3 or 6 months to collect this information. So this was collected as one of our projects in which we're placing these recording devices around New Zealand waters, mainly the South Island and ports and harbors and some spots in the North Island. And we're using them now as monitoring tools. So instead of just listening and using them to fall asleep by, we're using them to actually understand these animals more.
What we're listening to there, is that what it actually sounds like, or have you translated it in some way?
Well, these two recordings are what they actually sound like. Some of the larger whales, like the blue whale, we have to either speed up or slow down the sound so that we can hear them in a rate that we would recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Hector's dolphins have a super high frequency that they echolocate at, and they're super high-speed clicks. We won't be able to hear those unless someone slowed them way down, and then they wouldn't really sound like they do in the water. But we can often recognize them using the software tools that have now been developed for these. So we can use both software and the acoustics, the listening, to be able to hear for individuality, for species, and for location.
And then what is the difference between the recordings we just heard and the recordings they might have been playing in the Hamilton Crystal Shop in 1990?
There's not a lot of difference in terms of those humpback whale sounds were recorded with an underwater hydrophone that was developed back in the day, but they would have had to been manually recorded onto a system and then filtered and translated and made, you know, put behind beautiful music to help us fall asleep.
Yes, some Enya, as I recall.
Yeah. These are what they sound like in the water. And when you hear it, you can hear the water and the waves behind. You can sometimes hear the snapping shrimp. And we have several recordings where you actually hear how noisy our background is, where you hear ships passing, where you hear recreational boats going over. And some of the research that we're looking at is, how does this noise affect these animals? Because often the large ships produce frequencies that are similar to the frequencies that these whales are echolocating at. And just like you and I, if we were having this conversation next to a highway, we would probably be talking a lot louder. We might raise our voices or lower our voices so that we could understand each other. And that's what we're finding these animals do when they get near our busy waters.
How are you going to use these sounds in your research? What's the plan from here?
Well, the more we understand, the more we can help manage our activities around them. So one of the things that I think is fascinating about New Zealand being a real marine mammal diversity hotspot is that our understanding about some of the migration pathways of all these whales that pass by us on their way to the Antarctic or back to the breeding grounds is we don't have any idea how many humpbacks or southern right whales are going by our coast on any particular occasion or migration route. So by setting up acoustic arrays, we can triangulate. So we use the arrays and the sound when they are received at the different spots, albeit slightly different times, to locate the exact position that this whale is locating at. And we can tell individuals and how far they are from our coast. So what we're hoping to do is to get a really good understanding of some of these migration corridors. So how far, where are they, how often do they go through, but more importantly, numbers. We know several species of whales are increasing in terms of their populations, but we don't have a really good feel about our populations other than what we know at the breeding or down in the Antarctic in the feeding site. We can also use these around ports and harbors to get a feeling for how much and when animals are coming in and out, like bottlenose or Hector's dolphins, to help manage any development or any activities that are happening in those locations so that we can both all coexist happily or more happily together.
Are you picking up much jet ski noise on your microphones?
Well, actually, recreational boats are one of the loudest sounds there is out there. They produce a lot of noise, and it's quite loud. But we get all kinds of information and noises from all different vessels, port activities, building into the environment. Piling is one of the most noisy and loudest of sounds that's made. You can hear all of that from some of these recordings.
What's your sense of how our marine mammals are doing?
I think we're doing really well at the moment. We're using information and technology to really push ahead to kind of keep an eye on all these different populations and finally getting a handle on what's moving through our waters and when. And like I said earlier, if that we get that information, the more we understand, the more we can kind of help manage our activities on it and then really begin to put in some really proactive protections around them. Our whales seem to be increasing, but it would be really nice to get some good numbers around that so that we can be confident of that and help protect those increases.
What do you most want or need in terms of the health and well-being of these giant mammals?
Oh, we need some more information about where they're going in terms of along our coastline. So these animals move between international waters. All we can do is protect them while they're in our waters and do our best by them. So it'd be really nice to have an idea of where the migration pathways are. Southern right whales do bring their young along our coastlines and into our harbors. So getting a better understanding of where those preferred spots might be would be great to help protect them. And then just understanding when they're there and when they're not there so that we can maybe manage some of the things that happen in those waters and that overlap as best we can.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Dr. Deanna Clement, and we better have one more listen to this humpback.